The FAA will work with industry to improve GA safety. Is Sikorsky for sale? And parachuting without an airplane, only in the Army. This is Aero News for Wednesday, January 29, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta met with general aviation leaders in a General Aviation Safety Summit on Monday to jumpstart safety efforts for this year's flying season. The summit attendees agreed to work together to raise awareness to prevent weather-related accidents for the upcoming flying season. The FAA is also working with industry on a prototype program to use de-identified general aviation operations data in the Aviation Safety Information Analysis and Sharing Program to help identify risk before they become accidents. Lastly, Administrator Huerta announced that the agency is issuing a policy that streamlines the process for granting approvals to use reduced vertical separation minimums. In conjunction with the summit, the FAA released a fact sheet outlining its work with industry and other civil aviation authorities to develop a performance-based approach to airworthiness standards for Part 23 airplanes. These airplanes range from small piston-powered airplanes to complex high-performance executive jets. The goal is to set an international standard that advances the introduction of new technology and reduces fatal accidents and certification costs by 50%. There were 259 fatal accidents in 2013 at a cost of 449 lives. Corporate giant United Technologies may be looking to divest itself of Sikorsky, or at least change its relationship with the helicopter maker. Sources with inside knowledge of the company say that UTC is considering multiple options, including selling the company outright, spinning it off, or forging a strategic merger with another company. No potential buyer for Sikorsky was identified by those sources, according to a report appearing on Defense News Online. The unmanned sources said that UTC has considered outright sale, but that a tax-free spinoff could be a better choice for the conglomerate because of the huge potential tax liability associated with an outright sale. A UTC spokesman said the company does not respond to rumors. Sikorsky also had no comment. The U.S. Army has dedicated a new vertical wind tunnel that will be used by soldiers to train for free-fall parachuting missions. The facility is located at the U.S. Army's John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School. According to a report in the Yuma Sun, the vertical wind tunnel has been named in honor of Master Sergeant George Banar, who had been in charge of the military freefall school between 2009 and 2012. He was killed in action recently on a deployment to Afghanistan. The Army says the trainer is the largest in the world. As many as 8 skydivers in full gear are able to use the wind tunnel simultaneously. The facility has a number of advantages, among them a much lower possibility of serious or fatal injury during training, as well as greatly reduced cost, as no airplane is required. The facility has the capacity to train more than 1,500 students and visiting parachutists per year, according to the Army. The Canadian Coast Guard has a plan to acquire 24 new helicopters, but funding issues and a recent fatal accident have thrown a few obstacles into that plan's path. In September of last year, a Canadian Coast Guard Hilo went down in the Arctic Ocean, resulting in the fatal injury of all 3 people on board. An investigation into the cause of that accident is one of the issues standing in the way of procurement of the new aircraft. The Calgary Herald reports that it is still not known if there was a mechanical issue with the aircraft that was the root cause of that accident. The paper reports that, according to Coast Guard documents, its fleet of 21 helicopters averages 30 years old, and 95% of the aircraft are beyond their expected service life. The Coast Guard had opened a contract up for bids last June for 20 new light helicopters, but that contract is currently tied up in court after Airbus Helicopters, then Eurocopter, filed a lawsuit claiming Bell Helicopter was given an unfair advantage in the bidding process. Boeing and Ethiopian Airlines have partnered with 2 Puget Sound-based nonprofit organizations Seattle Alliance Outreach and Evangelical Africa Mission Outreach to transport 7,300 pounds of medical and educational supplies to the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The 777-300ER was loaded with a variety of medical equipment and supplies for the Black Lion Hospital, the largest general hospital in Ethiopia, along with more than 100 computers donated by the Bellevue, Washington School District for use at Ethiopia's Goba High School. This latest flight is part of Boeing's long-running humanitarian delivery flights program that began in 1992. Since then, the program has worked in partnership with nearly 50 different carriers worldwide to undertake more than 150 humanitarian flights. When Aeronews continues, ERAU launches the College of Security and Intelligence. A bunch of Texans are going to New Zealand. And if overhauling can do a car, EAA can build an aircraft in a week.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States, but you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Glenn Morier. To meet what it perceives as a growing need for highly skilled cybersecurity, forensics, and global security and intelligence experts, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's Prescott, Arizona campus is again stepping outside its aviation heritage and launching the nation's first College of Security and Intelligence, or CSI. According to the university, students will get hands-on, real-world experience in computer and forensic sciences, offensive and defensive cybersecurity operations intelligence, counterintelligence analysis and operations, foreign policy and international law, counterterrorism, environmental threats, and global, regional, and homeland security. Building on the international success of its Global Security and Intelligence Studies program, the CSI will also house the Cyber Intelligence and Security degree program established last year. Two new degree programs debut this fall, a bachelor's in forensic biology and a master's in security and intelligence studies, and they will round out the new CSI. Beechcraft Corporation's defense company has signed two contracts to provide a comprehensive pilot training system for the Royal New Zealand Air Force. The foundation for the system is 11 Beechcraft T6 Texan II turboprop military training aircraft. It also includes spare parts, training, logistics, and maintenance support. The T6C aircraft and simulators will be based at the RNZAF base Oakea, where they will support military primary through advanced training before they move on to operational squadrons or the flight instructor course. The aircraft will also be flown by the RNZAF's Formation Aerobatic Display Team, made up of senior instructor pilots. The first four Beechcraft T6C aircraft will be delivered to the RNZAF in November of this year. The EAA is home for those who build and restore aircraft, and at EAA's AirVenture Oshkosh 2014, the tens of thousands of attendees at the world's greatest aviation celebration can share the building experience through the One Week Wonder project. EAA's unique building project is focused on building a Zenith CH-750 kit aircraft during the 7 days of EAA's AirVenture 2014, beginning on July 28th and continuing through completion or the event's final day on August 3rd. The goal is to completely construct, inspect, and taxi test the aircraft by the end of the week-long event. The one-week wonder project will also allow EAA to showcase how a person can build their own airplane, the technical achievements along the way, and EAA support programs for aircraft builders. In the one-week wonder display area, there will also be interactive displays that highlight the aircraft construction process, the variety of aircraft available for builders, and information on getting started on an aircraft project. It all happens at Oshkosh this summer. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.